Geen gele schijf coming. Usually I planned to share together a different schmooze for this week's Parsha Shlach. And there's so many things to talk about in Parsha Shlach. It's really a fascinating Parsha. With the Meraglim, Parsha of Tzitzis, the Sasurach, the Vavchem, Echrei Nichem. But just before coming here, something caught my eye. There's a passage in the Zohar Kaddish in this week's Parsha. Of which the Sfasem is said in the name of the Yid HaKadosh, that a person has a chiv every day to learn the Zohar Kaddish in Parsha Shlach, in the Inyan of the Meraglim. So I figured if we can't at least be mekayim the words of the Yid HaKadosh every single day, once in our lives, just to be aware of what it is that the Yid HaKadosh is talking about. Zayah Kaddish and Parsha Shlach. Zayah Kaddish and Parsha Shlach. Zayah Kaddish and Parsha Shlach begins as follows. Amar Reb Shimon, Mi Parsha Sada, I lift and raza the Chachmasa. From this Parsha, we can learn tremendous secrets of Chachma. Vishdemo, Mina, Raza, Nilan, Vyakirin. And to glean from here tremendously high secrets, precious secrets. Now you would think with an introduction like that, that the Zohar Kaddish is about to tell us some secret about the Shem Ayin Beis, or some of the mysteries of creation, Sefer Yetzirah stuff. That's not what happens, and it's important just bechlal to know that what was most important to Reb Shimon and to the tzaddikim in Pnimei Satara was not just to be Megala secrets in Torah. What was the most chaviv to them was to imbue, to give over, to be Ma'ayir and Yonim and Avas Hashem and Yerushalayim. And that has to be the case. It has to be the case that the great Tanaim, those who revealed Pnimei Satara, that what they were most interested in is to be Megala and Yonim and Avodas Hashem. Because if that was not the Iker, and it was only Tafel, then the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and the Tamidi Baal Shem who came along, who followed in the Derech of Reb Shimon, and they walked down that path, they would have spent time also writing Svaram, which is Megala and Yonim and Pnimei Satara, but that's not what they did. Reminds me of a conversation I once had with my Rebbe, Shlita, that I said to him, how is it that your Torahs are more brilliant than the Torahs of the Kedushas Levi? How could it be? So he explained, very bekitzer, Kedark of a Kodesh, he said, that's not what the Kedushas Levi was looking to do. He wasn't looking to say Torahs. He wasn't looking to say Chidushim in Torah. He was Masber a little bit more. Is that the Kedushas Levi, he had everything in front of him. He could have chosen whatever he wanted to do in this world. He could have said, and he had in his mind, he thought of absolutely the most brilliant Torahs. But he wasn't interested in sharing brilliant Torahs with people. He was interested in being Ma'ayra, the Hamon Am, to Avas Hashem and Yerushalayim. That's what he wanted to do. And he didn't want that his Torah should be a distraction from that. So when he was in the Olamos and he had this to choose from and that to choose from, because like he's like a ben, of which the Zohar Kaddish says that the difference between an Eved and a ben is that a ben has Rishus Lachapes Beginzai Demalka, because it's his father. He's Rishus to enter and to stick his hand into the treasures of his father, the king. Whereas an Eved does not have Rishus. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, Chobesi Nemanhu. Do whatever he wants, Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything was before him. How tremendous of a chiddush is it that although we're not yet in Sefer Devarim, that the whole Sefer Devarim, of which Chazal say that this was Moshe's Sefer, it's different than the first four Sefarim. It's Shechina Midaber Mitoch Grona. It's a different Madriga. It's Torah's Moshe. The Moshe was given the mic, and he could have said whatever he wanted to the Jewish people. And he knew all the secrets in Torah. He dedicates himself in Sefer Devarim to be Ma'or B'nai Yisrael, Tshuva, Avos Hashem, and Yerushalayim. That's how he chose to dedicate his Sefer. So with that Hakdama, the Zohar Kodesh says as follows. Tachazi Kodesh Baruch Hu Meshabach Beraisa. He says, come and see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Torah. Va'omar, and he says, Azilu Baruch Hai, follow my ways, Ishtadlu B'pulchani, be Mishtadlu in my service. Va'onam Ayal V'chon La'am and Tavid, I'll bring you to good places, Hashem says, the high worlds, the good worlds, La'am and Ilayin. But those people who don't know, they don't believe. And they don't care to look. And Hashem says, Azilu alilu hawa amatava. He says, go be a meragel. Alilu is from the word in this week's parasha of the meraglim. It's called alilu. Hashem says, go. So I'm giving you this Torah. It's a whole world of goodness. Hawa alma ilad de kisufa, the highest world, the most beautiful, illustrious world. But in a number, but they respond to Hashem, we don't know how to. So Hashem says, Alu ze banegev. So he says, let me guide you. I'll teach you how to go. Ishtadlu bi'oraisa. The Mefarshim explained that what's the reference here to Ishtadlu bi'oraisa? Alu ze banegev. Negev is the south, which Chazal say, Harut ze lahachim yadrim. You go up Derech Hadarom. The Sechmon Dohahi Kaima Kamaychu. You'll see that it'll be there for you. It's standing in front of you. Umina Sindule. You're going to have Hatzlacha and you'll see the Olamos Layonim. And Hashem goes on to say, Uisim Esaret Mahi. You'll see special worlds and I'm going to bring you into Vesa'am Hayoshev Aleha. You'll be makash yourself with the tzaddikim. You'll have shaykhis to the tzaddikim in this world and in those who had passed. Hechazaku harafeh. That if you zeichet to break your yitzahara, you'll be zeichet even more. Hayish ba'etzimayin, you'll be zeichet to the etzachayim. All these things that Hashem promises. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us. That really what Parsha Shlach is talking about is like Shlach Lecha Nashem, that Hashem sends neshamas into this world and He tells them, Apkida, V'yasuru Eseretz Kanan. Yasuru is like a Lashon Torah, the Kedushas Levi says. Hashem says, I'm sending neshamas into this world, learn Torah. Learn Torah. And you're going to see an unbelievable world before you. That even though you'll be in the lower worlds, you'll be able to see a world within that world, which is a much higher place. And even though the neshama questions and doesn't know exactly what to do, Hashem gives it a guide. It encourages us just to take a step in and I'm going to give you Hatzlacha. But what does the Torah tell us about these meraglim, about these neshamas that Hashem brings into the world? Vayalu banegev, vayavoi ad chevron. So the Zayah says, Vayalu Banegev. Banegev is a lesson of Negivas Yadayim, to dry. B'nei Nasha Salkin Begava Banegev. They go up into the Torah very dry. B'liba Atzla. With a heart which is filled with Atzlas. K'man Dishtadlu B'magana. Like a person who is just, he's not exerting himself at all. Benegiva with dryness. The chashiv the lace ba'agar, that he doesn't think there's going to be a reward for it, really. And he thinks that it's dry, as the pasuk says, charvu hamayim. Metagamina negivu, it's dry. Approach the Torah with the dryness. As that continues, levasa, but after that, vayavu ad chevron. Of course, this is a reference to Kalev, who was matzliach. Ad asil is chabriba, and then finally, the one of prayer, he's able to attach himself to Torah. Kari v'shani bar, he reads Torah shebachsav, Torah shebal peh, and he goes on to say, v'sham achiman sheishav atama, he finds hilchas haTorah, and he finds the shivim panim in Torah. And it's called Chevron because the person is Mishtadal in Torah, he's called a Chaver. And then he comes on Nachal Eshkol, which is the Agadita and the Drushes of Torah. And they come to Madrigas of the Shema in Torah. We'll get to more of the Shonas in a little bit. It's very fascinating that here we have a description of a neshama who comes into this world, and Hashem says what you need to do is you need to find the Torah. And then there's doubts, and a person comes in and he learns Torah b'negivu, with an atzlas, without exerting himself, lacking emunah in Torah, yet for somehow, some way, he's able to find his way, this neshama. And he finds a very rich and a very moist Torah. What's going on over here? How eventually does this person find his way? And of course, the klal is la'olam yasek adam b'torah shelo lishma shemitoch shelo lishma b'lishma. And when the Jew begins learning Torah, he learns Torah shelo lishma. Eventually, he comes to learning Torah lishma. It means to say that when a person first begins his journey in Torah, and many times that journey doesn't begin until, at least for sure in our communities, he leaves high school. He's already 17 years behind. And he goes to yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem opens up his eyes to a world unbeknownst to him before. I remember when I left high school, after 11th grade, I skipped 12th grade. I left and I went yeshiva, I didn't even know that there was anything beyond the Mefarshim in the back of the Gemara. I'd never seen a Beis Medrash full Svar before. There was like a world. There was a world which opened up. A world of Torah, an Olam of Torah. A Yama Daraisa. Literally, Torah is a Yam. But in the beginning, it's dry. Dry. It's like when a person needs to swim for the first time. He may be in the water, but it's not so enjoyable because he needs to first learn how to swim. And it's hard. It's called Chalos Kashos. This is called the Negivu Demaya, and it's very dry water. And this is the remez of which Chazal are telling us in the Zohar Kadosh that when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, which is the first Knisa and Psicha that Hashem was bringing the Jewish people into Limud HaTorah. Chazal tell us that the Yamsuf split. And it says, Bnei Yisrael, holchu b'yabasha b'seich hayam. What does it mean, holchu b'yabasha? They were b'seich hayam, they were in the waters of Torah, but it was b'yabasha b'seich hayam. It was like dry. Because the Chazal are teaching us that as we approach and as we begin our journey to Shavuos, which is Matan Torah, the first encounter which we have is Yabasha B'Seich Hayam. It's very dry. And Chazal tells us it was a Shas Din, that Mitzrayim on the one side, the Yam on the other side. It wasn't clear that Bnei Yisrael were able to make it through the Yam. And this is very true about many, many Bnei Torah, Bnei Yeshiva, that when they go to Eretz Yisrael after high school, and they're starting to learn, and there's a certain excitement in the beginning, and then they stay. And sometimes they pick up an excitement for learning, and they learn a year and then 2 years. And then they get used to it a little bit, and then it becomes yivishu. It becomes bayabasha b'sechayam. It becomes dry. And there's that moment of which you look at that guy in yeshiva, especially if you're a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael. It may even be a Rebbe in YU or in Landers. And you're looking at that guy and you're like, I see that this is a moment. This is a defining moment in the life of this yid. That he's swimming in the dry waters of Torah. He's mamish b'yabasha b'sechayam. And you don't know whether he wants to swim anymore. Because the Torah just becomes dry. Maybe it was always a little bit dry. But it was new and it was fresh. And that excitement starts to wear. And it's that fateful moment. It's mamash hashastin. Will you make it through the yam or will you not make it through the yam? It's called Baka Yama Daraisa. That Hashem splits the sea of Torah. And it's going to take a push. It takes a push at that time to make it across the yam because it's dry. It doesn't taste so good. And you're learning your way. This is also why Torah is called Har Chayrev. It's like this lesson that Zohar says, Charivu Demaya. That there are moments in a person's journey in Torah that he feels like it's not Har Sinai. It's not the Har Elikim. It's called the Har Chayrev. It's the dry mountain. That a person feels that his Torah is dry, that his palate is dry. And he falls into that place of Shalei Lishma. Zohar Kadosh continues. Inun bnei mehem nusa ma'ika ami. That even though there was a lot of lashon hara which was said about Torah, the person is in that moment where he questions Torah. What are the words that Yeshua and Kalev say to the mechazik, according to the Zohar's interpretation of the whole story in Shlach, that it's all about Torah, not just about Eretz Yisrael, it's about Torah. So Yeshua and Kalev are called the bnei mehem nusa, the believers. What do they say? If Hashem wants, He'll give it to us. If a Jew learns and he's diligent in Torah, with a ratzon halev, for Hashem, the only thing Hashem wants is our hearts. To watch the bris, as it says, it's always a very important point. But all Hashem wants is our heart. It's at that moment, the Zohar Kaddish is telling us that when the Torah becomes dry, and it's not as geshmak as it was when he first started learning it, and there's that defining moment, will he make it through or will he not? But the one thing that a Jew needs to know right then and there is that if until now your focus was off, now it's time to center it and to know what it is that Hashem wants right now. This is the moment in the shift from the Shalai Lishma to the Lishma, which is going to carry a person through the Yamsuf. Because we have a way of comparing Limud HaTorah to any secular subject. What's called Hatzlacha? The more Torah I know, the more hours I put in. But when a person starts to feel that the Torah is getting dry, and he starts to cut back a little bit, and he doesn't know as much, and he's not putting as many hours in, and he feels like he's digressing, and there's that moment that he's falling into the Shalei Lishma, he needs a little pat on the back to be able to shift that focus and to recognize what is it that's called true Hatzlacha. That the true Hatzlacha is that Hashem wants the heart. And it's goof in those moments that it's difficult that the rutzen comes out the most. Because when everything is going good, you kind of coast. But when it's difficult and it's challenging, and afal pichin, you really want, and even if you're cutting back on the hours, and even if the learning is not going so well, but in your heart you feel like, I really want this. That's the moment of the Shema that a person is pulled through the Amsif. That's the moment that Hashem says, you're going to have Hatzlacha now, and Hashem's going to take you to a whole new level of Liman HaTayr. That as soon as Yidin crossed the Amsif, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them mitzvahs, he gave them Shabbos, he gave them Dinim, he gave them Kibud Abayim, he gave them Paraduma. There was a Ha'ar of Torah there. And he gave them the man. But there was that moment of becoming a champion in Torah. The shift from the Shalom Lishma to the Lishma. That what I thought Hatzlacha truly is in Torah, I couldn't make it across the sea with that. And how long can a person go learning Torah thinking that he's going to do it because he's going to be a Gadol B'Yisrael, or he's going to know Kol HaTorah Kula, or everybody's going to say about him that he's the biggest maspid? How long is that going to actually work? It's going to bring, the Torah brings a person to that defining moment of come into the world of the Shema. It's very easy to think that when a person is starting to learn that he's going to be Gadol B'Yisrael, and this is the Derech, this is the Derech, there's no other Derech. A person should jump at the Torah thinking that he's going to be Gadol B'Yisrael, that he's going to be known in the world as, you know, Rav Chaim Kanevsky. And what do we know in New York, in New Jersey, in Los Angeles, what do we know about these things? Mamish think you're going to be the Gadol Ador. Because you can actually think that, and because you don't know who the Gadol Ador are. You don't even know what it means to be Gadol B'Yisrael. Then there's that defining moment which will determine who's going to make it across the sea, who's going to be Mamshech and the Limudim. And the Torah has a way, Baruch Hashem, Hashem made it that way, that it has a siyata d'shmaya of teaching us as we go along what we need to know. Chazal tell us that the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, it would have been better that the Jewish people should leave me and not leave the Torah. Because the Ma'or Shahatayra Shalatayra Machsir Lamutav. That if a person, if he comes in contact with the Or of Torah, the Or of Torah has a way of directing a person on the right path. To find his way. The Torah has that skula that if a person learns Torah, he's memashmish b'Torah, that the Torah is able to guide him on the way that he needs to go. And it's not just a moment in a Jew's life where he's leaving high school. It means any time that a person feels like struggling in Limudim, that it's not going so good, that he comes to a Har Chayrev, he comes to the mountain of Torah, becomes dry. That's what it means, Chazal say, that he falls into a place of Shalai Lishma. Because the Shalai Lishma is very dry. That's when the Torah is dry. That's the moment that a person has to recognize what the Zohar Kaddish is telling us. That what Hashem wants is Re'usa Daliba. Rachmana Liba Bai. Rachmana Zalan Shalashan of Hashem is Barachim. The Torah is called Rachmana. Rachmana Liba Bai. The Torah is searching for a heart. That it wants the heart. That the heart is called the Keli. It's the Mishkan which receives the Torah. Of course, we know just B'derech Remez that the Torah begins with the Beis and it ends with the Lamed, which spells Lev, as if to say that the entire Torah is within the heart. That's called the Lev of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is in that Lev, or the Lev of Moshe. Continues. Ach b'Hashem al timreidu. Boy de la yirmidun b'raisa. Don't rebel against the Torah. What does that mean? D'raisa lo boy usra. You don't need to be rich to be masiach in Torah. V'lo mani d'kaspa v'dehava. Because the Torah, the Zohar continues to say, "Ki lachmenu heim, al tiru ki lachmenu heim." That the Torah has a way of providing lachme, parnasa for all those who learn Torah. There's another aspect of Bashem al timreidu, not to rebel against the Torah, which means that a person has the humility to know, and we've spoken about this in the past, that if a person is not feeling that he's having hatzlach in Torah, that he needs to know who to share the blame, who to place the blame upon. A person needs to have the humility to recognize that if a person is struggling in Torah, it's not the Torah's fault. A person has to be careful not to blame the Torah, but to take responsibility. The Torah is kulo tov, ein tov ela Torah. It's the shashuin shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol yayim. Hashem delights in the Torah. So if a person doesn't find delight in Torah, is it because the Torah is not sweet, or is it because you don't have the palate for it? Torah is compared to wine. Wine is considered to be a tremendous delicacy, tremendous tainug in this world. But if a person doesn't have the palate for it, then it tastes terrible. But the Gemara tells us about Torah itself. It could either be a sam hamavis or it could be a sam achayim. Inherently it's a sam achayim, but if a person is not mukhshir lakach, then it could be a sam, it could taste terrible. But even the sweetest things can taste disgusting if a person is not feeling well. A person is sick, he can't eat anything. Even the cookie which he loves, every day he eats that cookie. If he's not feeling well, then it doesn't taste good. Same thing is true with Torah. If a person is sick, the Torah doesn't taste so good. And that's when the Torah becomes a har chayev. It becomes back to square one. It's a tread through that yam, and it's mamish yabasha b'secha yam. That it's in that Yabasha B'Sei Chayam that B'nai Yisrael see the Shechinah HaKadosh, and it says, Ekeli Venveyu. That the Zeichet to the Tachlis of Torah, which is the Gilui of the Shechinah HaKadosh. When learning becomes difficult, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is preparing us for great things. He's recentering our focus. He's aligning us with the Kavanas of Torah. And he's saying, oh, you're forgetting what this is all about. And then the Torah becomes dry, because if a person is not aligning himself with the Kavanah Satayr, then Torah becomes dry. It's that Hashem's tapping us on the shoulder and saying, you have to realign yourself with Torah. The Torah isn't dry. Even sugis in Zvachim, or sugis in the Moilad and Kiddush Levana, whatever it is. Nothing in Torah is dry. Everything in Torah is mamish sweet. Just to us, it's dry. So Kadosh Baruch Hu taps us on the shoulder and he says, if it's charava to you, if you're walking by Abash B'Sei Chayam, to realign yourself with the Kavanah Satara. And if a person is mishtavel and he doesn't give up, that's when he sees the Shechinah. That's the greatest hatzlach in learning. Not that you know 10 different mahalchim in the sugya. That's not called hatzlach in learning. But the tzaddikim, it wasn't the biggest person who could be mefalfel the most in learning. Now he's the biggest. He's the greisa talmud chacham. He is the arisha b'chabura. They saw that as being a distraction from Torah. That person can, if he has, he can count how many svarim that he learned, that he finished cover to cover. That's not hatzlach in learning. That the Gemara says, the Rabbi Huda, that he didn't know all the starim in the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. The Amoraim said, we know Uksin, we know all the Masechtas, we know them Baal Peh, yet Rabbi Huda, he would take off his shoe and rain would fall right away. We daven and we daven, nothing happens. Why? Because Rabbi Huda was Moser Nefesh. It doesn't mean that Rabbi Huda, he didn't sleep for a whole week and he learned Torah. As if we say, we don't come to that Mesiris Nefesh. No. If a Jew is sitting in the base medrash and the Torah is dry, and he reminds himself and he says, it's just dry to me, but I know Torah is sweet. And he believes in the sweetness of Torah, that it's misukim midrash v'noyfet sufim. and he continues to learn, and he's mitzapel Yeshuas Hashem, that Hashem should open up the sweetness and the leshet of Torah, that's called Mesiris Nefesh. That's Mesiris Nefesh 2018. Tav Shanayim Ches, Mesiris Nefesh. That he believes in the Torah. Like Yeshua and Kalev, B'nim Mehem Nusa, those who believe in the Torah. They believe in Hashem Yisbarach, when he gave the Torah, that he gave us the Shashu'in Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not just a defining moment at the age of 17, 18 years old. It's a defining moment which comes up frequently in our lives. We go through tkufas where we may not want to learn, and we say, Torah has become dry to me. You have to shake yourself up. Torah's not dry. If it's dry, it's just dry to me. Like the Gemara says, Ki lo yidav areku mikem. The Torah is not empty. Vim reku mikem. And if it's empty, it's because you're empty. The Torah is always filled with toiv and chayim and bracha and shalom, and all the brachas are ksuva b'tayr. Brought down in the name of the Baal Shem, that Tiferet Shlomo brings it in Pesach. It's in the Sefer Toldos Yaakov Yosef, Kesar Shem Tov. It's very interesting, the Baal Shem Tov quotes the Ramban. Shem the Ramban. I don't know if he had a Messiah or the Ramban told him, Berucha Kodesh. Of course we know that the Baal Shem had Neshamas coming and teaching him Torah all the time. The Baal Shem Tov told his son, that a person wants to know whether he's truly Matzliach in Torah, the simon to that is Kishinismal Yir of Yava. If he feels like he's growing in his Yiras Hashem and Avas Hashem, that's the simon of Hatzlach and Glory. If a person sees in the beginning of the year that he learned Torah with this amount of Avas Hashem and Yiras Shemayim, and where we are right now at the end of the year, about to approach the summer, that a person feels like he has more Avas Hashem and Yerushalayim than he had at the beginning of the year, that was a Hatzlacha Dika year. It means that he's Mutzlach. If he feels that he's less, he may have learned many Masechtas, but he's farther away. That's not called Hatzlach in learning. Hashem has a kavana in Torah. He doesn't want people just to finish Masechtas. Finishing Masechtas is good. But it should be a type of finishing Masechta that a person sees that he's growing in his mitach shel lishma and balishma. Of course, there's always a ratz of a shov in that. The tzaddikim say, the Kabbina says, la'olam yasek adam b'torah shel lishma. That forever and ever, he should feel always that whatever madriga he gets to, that if he comes to a dagger where he thinks it's lishma, that Hashem should open his eyes to see that there's even more madrigas of lishma to go. And I'm really only learning Torah shalom lishma. So there's an endless process of the Torah becoming charev and becoming dry. That he thinks that he crossed the yam and then he's back at the beginning of the yamsuf again. And he has to cross it again. There's a constant bako yamadaraisa to come to Har Sinai. Benachat Tachas, we don't speak lashon hara about Torah. And this is extremely important for us because Bein HaZmanim is approaching. It's summer. Bein HaZmanim is always a time of a Yeridin and Filin learning. And as soon as the person leaves the Beis Medrash, Yom Tazvini Yayim, Yomayim Ezveka, it becomes harder and harder to pick up a Sefer if a person takes vacations from Torah. How important it is for each and every one of us to be Kovei Astarim and learning throughout the summer, every single day. Mamish. You shouldn't allow the Torah to become dry. Hashem does us a big chesed that he gives us Shavuos before the Bein HaZmanim in the summer. Because there's a yontiv of Shavuos more than any other yom tovim is what's called a real meaningful Kabbalah Satayah before the summer. Because the summer is very hot and it becomes very dry in the summer. Dry in Ruchnias and dry in Gashmias. And this, The Kabbalah Satorah which we make on Shavuos is supposed to carry us through the summer. That's why it's called Shavuos, not just because of the weeks leading up to it, because of the weeks after it also. That the Kabbalah which we make is supposed to be for weeks ahead of us. That a Jew should feel a roshim even now, Chavtal Letzivan, which is already 3 weeks after Kabbalah Satorah, he should still have memories and still feel a roshim of Shavuos. From the davening and from the learning in Shavuos, for the Kabbalah Satorah in Shavuos, which is supposed to carry a person, whether he realizes it consciously, subconsciously, all the way up until Rosh Chodesh Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim. Because the big nefila is awaiting us. It's going to be Tammuz soon, next week. From Tammuz we come to Shavasav Tammuz and the Shviras Haluchos, which means the breaking of Torah. The breaking of Torah means that there's a nefila in learning. Shavasav Tammuz. This man of Churban Beis HaMikdash, of which the Gemara says, nobody understood why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Shalul the Nevi'im, Shalul the Chachamim, so they asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem said, Allah Azbam is Tayrasi. Which means that the Torah became dry. Charva. Churban Beis HaMikdash. Churban HaTorah. Churban HaTorah means the Torah becomes dry. That's called Churban HaTorah. And a simon to that is Shelo Bercha B'Torah Tchila. That a person doesn't know the real focus of what Torah is about, that he's not on center anymore, he's off-centered. That he's not aligned himself with Torah if he can't be Mevarech B'Torah Tchila. Not aligned properly. But the Itza is that even if a person struggles during the summer and feels that the Torah becomes dry, if he sits down and he thinks of it as that Hashem is tapping him on the shoulder and he is conscious to realign himself with Torah, and he should say to himself, Afa Pichin, I know that it's only Mitzidi, but the Torah is very sweet, and he's Bichlal the Benimi Hemnusa like Yeshua and Kalev, he's able to withstand all the different Narshkites of the Itza Hara, which the Zohar talks about, which we overlooked. Through the Yiddish Kodesh wanted us to see. All the different angles that the Yitzhahara approaches us to distract us from Liman HaTayra. And to once again turn the Har Chayiv into the Har Elikim. To be mindful of the Rahman Aliba by entire. We say, Parshas Nitzavim, which we're going to read in a few weeks, many weeks. Ki ha-mitzvah azayis, asher nechem etzav chayim, lo nifleisim imcha, v'ficha, v'vavcha la'asayisai. Rashi learns that it's going on Liman HaTorah, v'ficha, v'vavcha la'asayisai, v'achman ali babai. That we should invest our hearts into Liman HaTorah. That the real hatzlach is in the lev. How much the lev becomes tayradik. But it wasn't just a good summer if a person was able to cover many blot. Of course, it's good to learn, it's good to be masmid. It's super important. But says the Baal Shem Tov in the name of the Ramban, that the ikar hatzlacha that a person can know he's being masliach is where's the avos Hashem, where's the Yerushalayim? And that's our tefillah every day, l'man la'niga l'rik, that it shouldn't be an empty Torah to us. That a yagiya shouldn't be an empty Torah. Yachei l'vavenu li'avu li'yiras shemecha. That's what we say in Avar Abba. The whole inyan of Avar Abba is l'ilmo d'adolame l'yishbu l'asa l'kayim li'avu. Avas Hashem, Avas HaTorah, Yiras Shemayim. So it's kedai. It's kedai to be ma'ar on this inyan before being asmanim. To be kind of the words of the tzaddikim and the yiddish kaddish, to at least know once, we should at least see once, to hear once the words of the Zera Kaddish in Parashat Shlach. Shlach t'chanashem, that a neshama is sent into this world via suru. As there is Kanan. And Hashem is saying that I want you to take a tour of Torah. Not to listen to all the Yitzharas and the Lashon Haras about Torah. A person should recognize that if he dedicates himself to the Yitzharas of Torah, even when it gets hard, and he feels this is walking in the Charava and the Abasha of Torah, to be Mishtadil and to realign himself with the Mispalil and to seek help also sometimes. It's okay to pick up a phone and to call a friend or to call a Rebbe and to say, Learning is rough. Learning is rough right now. We don't see that as being such a tsara, but it's the tsara which is the beginning of all tsaras when learning becomes dry. If we were doctors in Avodas Hashem, we would recognize what a doctor always tries to do is to try to catch it before it gets bad. And Chazal saw, and Chazal see that bittul Torah and dryness in Torah is considered to be the beginning of all nefilas. Just like Torah Meviyah Lidei Zehirus, Lidei Zrizus, Lidei Nekius and Precious, all the way up to the highest Madregas, Torah is Meviyah. The same thing is true, like Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Bechukosai, that all the Klolos are because through Bittul Torah, that a person, and Bittul Torah doesn't mean that he just makes a conscious decision, I'm not going to learn anymore. That's ridiculous. It means to say that a person, Torah becomes dry, and he doesn't know how to deal with the challenge of Torah becoming dry. He's at the beginning of the Yam again. He's walking Becharav, he's Biyabasha B'Sechayam. It could have just used a little bit of help, a little bit of chizik at that time, to be mechazik himself and learning afal pichein, to find an etza, have somebody be mespala for him. But if we're not doctors in Avodas Hashem, we don't see that as being a sign of the first signs of a nefila, the first signs of becoming sick in Avodas Hashem bechlal, in our performance of mitzvahs and our whole attitude towards Avodas Hashem. That's the beginning. We have to know how to diagnose and to be sensitive to the beginnings of a nefila. That's that Yavshos, that Charava and Tyre. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us that all the Ha'aris of Shavuos, we should be Mekabel them, we should be Megadol them, and to be able to tap into that place. And in these coming weeks of Ben Azmanim, to be Meshtadli Araisa, to be Bechlal Ben Ibn Hanusa, that Emunah and the sweetness of Tyre and the importance of Tyre and to the Kehem Chayinu in Tyre, Kadosh Baruch Hu should see to us that we should grow in our Avos Hashem and our Yir Shemaim, and as this man comes to an end, to give us the Kayach. Mamash, the strength, the ruchnius of Agashmius, to be able to make a big hatzlacha as we cross over this gesher of the Bin Azmanim and the Bin Hametzarim, to once again come to a new Zman and a great hachana and preparation for the Yom Hadin. It's Mekabal Torah again, and Yom Kippur as a Kabbalah Sluchas Shnias. So all this is a hachana for that. Our hearts should be wide open. We should be zeichet to reach those madrigals and be zeichet to Torah Chadash and Itatei to be as girl tzedek.